Washington State launches bullying investigation into teen girl who refused to play against trans opponent. By Warner Todd Houston on February 28, 2025. Officials of Deep Blue, Washington State have launched a full-blown investigation alleging harassment against a teen high school girl who refused to take the court against a transgender player on an opposing girls basketball team. The Foundation Against Intolerance and Racism, FAIR, filed a complaint against the school for teen Frances Stott, a girl who plays for the Tumwater High School girls basketball team. At issue is Stott's refusal to play in a game on February 6 after she noticed that one of the players on the opposing team, Andy Rooks, is a transgender athlete, and her subsequent accusations that the school district moved to punish her for her position on transgender athletes. Stott says she asked Principal Zach Suderman and Athletic Director Jordan McGrath to remove the male player or stop the game. However, Suderman noted that the state's governing body for sports, the Washington Interscholastic Activities Association, has rules allowing students to participate under their chosen gender. Stott also says that Rooks brutalized her teammates on the court during the game, and she offered a video to prove her point. After stating her position, Tumwater school officials launched an investigation into the girl, accusing her of harassment, bullying, and misgendering against the visiting transgender student. The Stott family has countered by accusing Suderman of ridiculing the girl over her ideals. The family also says that school officials threatened Stott's brother for taking video of the game. The Stotts also allege that school officials harassed them after they posted about the issue on their personal social media accounts. At one point, Rooks' father allegedly sent threatening text messages to the Stott family, demanding that they remove the posts. President Donald Trump signed an executive order banning transgender athletes from playing as females in school sports. Still, the state of Washington has not made any moves to obey the president's new directives. The state has not yet said what it will do one way or the other. But in the meantime, officials are continuing to follow current WIA rules allowing transgender athletes to play girls' sports under their chosen gender. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.